You know, Bruce, the very first car I bought, used, was a Mustang. 1965 or 66 Mustang.
What color was it?
It was repainted black. I believe the original color might have been red.
And the interior?
I believe it was red.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Batmobile as far as color combinations.
Oh, yeah.
It's black
on
the outside, red on the inside.
Love that car.
The 8th Annual Mustang and Ford Show, presented by the North Coast Mustang Club of Ohio and Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, is taking place this Sunday from 9 to 3, rain or shine, at Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. And we've got Nick on the line, as well as Gary Heath joining us this morning. Gentlemen, thanks for sharing some time. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
So what can people expect to see when they come out to the big Mustang show?
Well, last year we had about 400 cars and a lot of Mustangs and other Ford vehicles. And it's we got the Barney Fife car, and you know, he goes around arresting everybody, and it's a 1963 restored police car. Todd Beckett owns it, and he impersonates Barney Fife, takes up money from different people to arrest people. That money goes to the Boys and Girls Club. The DARE car is going to be here. That we donated a 12 Fusion for the DARE program. It's going to be here. It's a gorgeous car. And we're just going to have a whole lot of things. It's free to the spectators. And the food and stuff that will be sold, the vendors are donating to the Boys and Girls Club. Gary can tell you more.
Yeah, this is our 8th annual show. We switched in 2011 to Sundays. We didn't have it previously on Saturdays, and moving it to Sundays has made it a much bigger show, much easier to manage. It's tough to try to sell cars and show cars at the same time. But switching to Sundays, it's all about the car show.
Gary, I came out a couple of years ago, and one thing I noticed is everybody there who is showing a car, there's a story about that car. There's a story, there's a connection there between the owner and the car. Maybe you can relay some of that information for us.
Well, some of these cars have been in the family since brand new, you know, heck, 64 and a half Mustangs on up that have been in the family since they were brand new, or it was their grandfather's car, or, you know, every one of the cars and the car owners has a story.
This, of course, is not limited to Mustangs. Anyone with Fords or Mercurys or Lincolns, they're invited to take part, too. And I seem to recall, I've even seen a Cobra there. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. You'll see a little bit of every Ford product here. I've told people before, if they have an old tri-motor airplane, they can just land it on the street behind us and taxi on up. We take anything Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury in on a show.
And we've had the Ford Cobra Jet race cars here. The Ford Racing trailer will be here selling all the Ford paraphernalia. I think the guys from Ford Racing are going to be here.
Yes.
And last year we had the gentleman that wrote the Mustang Dynasty book. I don't know. Is he going to be here this year, Gary?
I don't believe John Clore is making it here this year.
But you know, the local club, Don Wilcox, and he's the club president, and Wayne Peters, their vice president, and they've done a great job. Last year we had about 300 registered cars. We probably had 400 cars, because people, even the spectators, when they park their cars, people walk over and see the cars even if they're not registered for the show. It's unbelievable. They have one gentleman comes, he has handcrafted miniature operating gas engines. So you can see a small Ford V8 that actually runs that you could hold in your hand.
Speaking of that, obviously many of these cars, when they are out there on those shows, they pop the hood. I mean, there's many people who like to see the outsides, but then there's certain guys that the inside is really what they're after. What kind of care do they have to take? Because obviously you look at those engines and you think, most of us, when we pop our hood, doesn't look anything like that. How much preparation and care goes into that display that they put together?
They work days and days on them. Everything is chromed. All the lines are cleaned. It would make some of these celebrity chefs' kitchens look dirty. The way these cars are beautiful.
We're talking today with Nick Abraham and also Gary Heath. And Nick, when is the new Mustang hitting the showrooms?
October. And it's the 50th anniversary of the Ford Mustang. So we should be seeing those start coming in October. We tried to get a 15 for this show, and they're just too hard to get right now. They've only made a few of them. So,
Nick, has anybody written up an order yet for one? Has anyone come knocking?
I've got one ordered for a customer now.
We've got several ordered.
Wow.
So, and you know, you can go to Facebook for North Coast Mustang Club of Ohio and take a look. And the other thing that we have is we got 350 new cars and trucks here that people can look at while they're here. And we got a $2 million used car inventory. And there's all kinds of rebates. The rebates are as good as I've seen in years. So they ought to come out and have a good time. You can support the Mustang Club. You can support the Boys and Girls Club. You can see the Dare car, and you know the Sheriff's Department will be here with the Dare car, and that is another good program that we support. And we just think the community is great. They've helped us, and we just like to give back.
It's the 8th annual Mustang and Ford Show. Again, it goes on Sunday from 9 to 3. Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
We want to shine, though. I mean, that's nothing like a good car and a good sunshine to see the finish of those great-looking vehicles. And you just wonder, how do these guys keep that shine up 50 years later? It still looks brand new, but that's part of the care and why they love those vehicles so much. Again, it's coming up Sunday at Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford. Gentlemen, Nick Abraham, Gary Heath, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck with the show this weekend. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.